Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Okay, we want to welcome you to this episode of the 20 Minute Runner. I'm actually in the office right now with Elena Holyfield. And Elena is involved with the Warren Reeves Heartstride 5K here in High Point, which we're going to be running. By the time you hear this, it will be next week. And so I called Elena and asked her if we could just talk a little bit about the race. And so before we do that, Elena, why don't you just tell me what you do here, before we get into the details of what we're going to discuss.
Well, I've been working here at High Point Regional for about 4 years, and I'm the event and gift specialist. So I plan events, fundraising events for the hospital to benefit our Heartstrides program and also a cancer program here at High Point Regional.
Okay, and did you say you've been here 4 years? Is that what you just said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I thought I heard you say that. What involvement do you have with the race? I mean, what is your responsibility relative to that? I know that it does raise money for the Heartstrides program, so why don't we, I tell you, before we do that, tell me something about Warren Reeves.
Okay. He was our youngest Board of Trustees member here at the hospital, and he was 41 years old when he passed away due to a heart attack, and he was actually riding a bike, but he was a prominent community leader, and he left behind 7 children and a world of friends who cared about him. And so when this race was going along, they decided to rename the race after him so that it would be in his honor. And so this is our 23rd year of the Warren Reeves.
Okay, how long has he been deceased?
I would say, I'd have to check on this, but at least 18 to 19 years. So
okay.
The race was going on a little bit before
okay.
They named it after him.
Did it raise money for anything relative to the hospital before that time?
It did, but very minimal. When our office took it over, we started getting sponsors, and that's where most of the money comes from. I think that our fitness center staff was running the race before we took it over, and they were just getting very minimal entry fees, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm familiar a little bit with Heartstrides. I know people that have been in the program, and I know people that are in the program due to health issues, and they were connected with the hospital here for care. And I know people that really have not had major physical trauma in their lives related to what this program would offer, but they come and work out.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just tell us a little about what is Heartstrides?
Heartstrides is our cardiac and pulmonary rehab program. So anyone who might have had a heart event of some sort, heart attack or had to get a stent put in, that kind of thing, they really need the rehab to sort of teach them how to live their lifestyle after having this heart event. So there's nutritionists, exercise physiologists, a lot of medical professionals that work there in the fitness center with these folks who have had the heart event.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a 12-week program. And so what we pay for is the scholarship portion of that. So
okay.
For folks who really cannot afford to do this rehab, we step in and pay for it for them.
Okay. And are you at liberty to give an idea about what it would cost a person to go through that?
Certainly. It's about $2,500
okay.
per person.
And so the money raised from the race, it goes directly, like you just said, toward the scholarships.
Exactly, 100% of the money.
Okay. Do you have other means of scholarshipping those people that need it other than the race? I'm assuming the race doesn't raise enough money to pay for everybody the year, yeah.
Right. Well, we have one other event that we do that raises money for Heartstrides, and that's a golf tournament. But really,
okay.
Those are our two main events. Then we go out and just ask individuals for money
mm-hmm.
as well, just to sort of supplement. Like you said, the events don't always cut it.
So. Okay.
And there's a qualification process.
Right. Is it related to the people that I referenced that come and work out? Is it the same facility You know what I mean?
It is. It's the same fitness center, which
okay.
is here on our
right.
campus. And they have a particular HeartStrides room part of that
mm-hmm.
facility where there are, you know, everyone who comes in there who are patients are hooked up to machines, so they're
mm-hmm.
monitored the entire time that they are there. And a lot of people want to stay after the program and just join the fitness center, so
right.
we have another program for them.
But you don't have to be in the program to get into the fitness center, correct?
Exactly. That's open to the entire community.
Okay, and I've known people that are in that or have been in that. Well, you basically you told us the race had started earlier, before Warren Reeves' death, and the idea that to do this in honor of him, memory of him, I guess, is the way to put it. You also said it was 23 years. Do you know any background, or is there anything you could share about the early days of when this first started to benefit HeartStrides? In other words, was the program in place? The race was in place before the program,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the first year that the program started, did the race that year begin to benefit it? Does that make sense?
It did.
Okay.
It did, because we knew that we always wanted it to be something that benefited the heart, because that's how Warren had passed away, and so it certainly, as soon as the HeartStrides program began here at High Point Regional, all funds raised started going there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and this is 23 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Has it always been a 5K?
It has.
Okay.
As long as I have known it, I haven't heard that it's been anything else. But
okay.
Yeah, we've talked about maybe doing some other things, maybe broadening for you runners.
Yeah, well, you know, the YWCA, I just did Saturday
uh-huh.
evening. They have a 10K, and
uh-huh.
it was excessively hot, and
oh, yeah.
they did not have enough water on the course.
Oh,
but,
no.
But anyway, 5K is... That's a good distance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from your position, how involved are you hands-on as far as, like, race day coordinating? I mean, are you involved with that part of it?
Mm-hmm. That's my job, and I'm here at 4 a.m. that morning, and I meet the city of High Point to set up the tents and get all of our chairs and tables set up and all of that, and then registration starts that morning at 6 a.m., so I've got a lot of volunteers that we try to coordinate. That we probably have around 500 people on our campus at that point,
mm-hmm.
runners, walkers, participants, volunteers, and then sponsors who
mm-hmm.
come out and want to set up some information as well. But my role has been every year to get sponsorships for
mm-hmm.
the race and to raise the money. I coordinate a committee of community volunteers
mm-hmm.
who help plan the event and make it fun and
mm-hmm.
also help me get the sponsors confirmed. And then I'm there on race day, sort of coordinating all of the many people who are there. It's kind of it's a whirlwind day is how I can describe it.
So you are the main coordinator.
Yes, we do contract a race director
right.
who handles all of the logistics as far as the timing chips and
right.
Our registrations. We really hand it off to him to take
mm-hmm.
care of, you know, timing everyone and then
mm-hmm.
putting everyone in their first, second, and third place.
How many people do you typically have in the event? Is there, and remind me, is there like a 1 mile kids thing with it too, or okay?
We have a 1 mile fun run for kids, but we have a lot of adults who participate in that as
sure.
well. It's just a 1 mile trek right around the hospital, and
mm-hmm.
so that starts at 8 a.m. and then the 5K begins at 8:30. We normally have anywhere from 75 to maybe 115 in the fun run,
mm-hmm.
and then the 5K we have around, last year we had about 390, so we're hoping to really
wow.
top that 400, 450 mark this year, because we have a TV sponsor this year. So
oh, really?
Really?
Who is it?
News 14.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Official sponsor.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know from some of the races in the area, particularly in High Point, with the exception of the marathon, that might be one of the biggest races then as far as participation.
Great.
Yeah, we had like 115 total, something like that at the race last Saturday, for instance,
okay.
and a lot of the other races are not much bigger than that, but
right.
so, but 23 years, you've got a lot of stuff established there, so that's certainly understandable. Let's say there's another race in High Point that day, and I don't know that there is, but I do know there's one the Saturday before
mm-hmm.
of that, I'm sure, and there might be one Saturday after. If, for people that are listening to this podcast, what would make you, or what rather would you say to them, you should choose our race if they've got choice of other 5Ks.
Right.
You should choose our race if you're going to be running in that 2 to 3 week period. What makes this race stand out?
Well, I'm biased. I think everyone should come to the race. I love it. And I actually wish that one day I could participate in the event instead of having to run around like a chicken. But it's a really fun family event. A lot of people who participate in our event say how much they enjoy being able to bring their entire family so the kids can participate in the fun run, and then they can participate in the 5K. And while they are in the 5K, we have some activities here in the Millis Center for the kids. So mm-hmm. they have complete child care while they're off mm-hmm. doing their run. Mm-hmm. And we have... they do face painting, they paint t-shirts in here, they go through our Wellness Discovery Center, so the kids are completely taken care of. It's really a festival-type atmosphere that we try to promote that day with a lot of food, a lot of refreshments. We have a DJ with some music that pumps up the crowd. Last year we started something new called our Mascot Challenge, and so we've invited local area mascots to come out, and they have this one little, they compete there at the beginning before the fun run. So we have the Chick-fil-A Cow and the High Point University Panther, and the city of High Point has two mascots. They all came out, so we've invited several more this year for the second annual Mascot Challenge, and so that's a lot of fun for kids to see as well. And then we have different tents. We have podiatrists come out, and we're going to have a massage therapist, and Omega Sports, who really helps out with our merchandise prizes.
Right.
They set up the tent so that they sell some things that day as well. And it's really just trying to say the more the merrier. So it's really just fun family event.
It's more than just showing up, running the race,
exactly.
collecting whatever, and then you're done. I mean, it's an event. It's not just a race. Well, I was going to ask one other question, and I've never fully understood this, but I'm assuming that the sponsorship takes care of basically everything so that all the money you receive in registration goes towards the Heart Strides program. Is that right?
All of our expenses are completely taken care of, mm-hmm. even through our registration.
Okay.
So all of the sponsor dollars really go 100% to Heart Strides, everything that comes in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, is there anything in closing that you would want to tell people that are thinking about running it or going to be here?
Well, I probably forgot to mention that we do have great prizes.
Okay.
If that's an incentive for folks to come out.
It could be.
We really do try to have some great door prizes for folks, even if they're not in that top three of their age group or overall winners. We really try to have a lot of fun, different door prizes for folks that anyone could win. A lot of restaurant gift cards, some furniture.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of really neat kind of things. So we hope that people will join us on the 19th.
All right. Well, I'm planning to be here, and we'll see how we do. I'm looking forward to finally running a race where it's a little bit cooler. That makes a difference.
It does.
And we'll look forward to seeing you that day. But, Elena, I want to thank you for talking to us today. And if anybody listening, if you're interested in the race, I do have a link on the blog as well that you can go directly to their website and register and find out more information. So,
thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. One of the things that I failed to ask Elena was about the volunteers. And I did email her back. She said as far as volunteers, they're absolutely critical, and of course they're such a huge help. They have volunteers who help with the registration, the food tent, water stop, finish line, with parking, etc. She said they also have a few sports teams who come just to be cheerleaders along the race route. She may be referring to an area football team or something. Things of that nature, I'm not sure. They have fitness staff who volunteer, and they have other people who are simply interested High Point Regional Hospital employees that help out as well. High Point Bank is the presenting sponsor, and High Point Bank also sends out several volunteers. And the more the merrier. And by the way, I don't know if you volunteer any, but just want to remind you, it's a great thing to do. Benefits a lot of people. For some of the races that you can't run in, or you're not planning to run in, but are convenient, you might sign up to be a volunteer. Of course, this year, back in May, I volunteered for the North Carolina Marathon here in High Point, and we covered that and talked about it in episode number one, very first podcast. So you can go back and hear a little bit, about how important volunteering is, how critical that it is. So, Elena, thank you for your work to not only get the race organized, but to help our community to be more healthy, be more aware of heart issues, and to assist those who need assistance with the Heart Strides program who cannot afford to participate on their own. And of course, makes me feel very blessed and very proud in a good way that my registration, a little bit of registration I did, goes to help someone who is recovering from heart issues. So, Elena, thank you. Let me say welcome to episode 19. Today is Saturday, September the 12th, 2009. It is 63 very cool degrees. Definitely feels like fall out here this morning. And supposed to be up around 85 today, but yesterday I don't believe it hit 80. So fall is definitely here, and feels great. As I'm sure you begin to think about running in a fall race, or probably more than one, but feels good out here this morning. I've been running right now for 1 hour and 6 minutes, and glad to have you along. Actually, by the time you receive this, or hear this, I should say, fall will probably already officially be here. Although I'm recording this Saturday, it'll probably be Tuesday or Wednesday. I forget if it's Tuesday or Wednesday that fall begins. But welcome to the fall, another great season. Okay, let me give you an update on what's been going on with me this week. Looking at the week beginning last Sunday through today, which would be 7 days, of course, I have, so far, let's see, had 15 and a half last week. That's what I averaged, because technically I only went 2 days. But it depends on how you do the splitting up of the week. This week I ran 15 last Sunday, if you remember, for the long run. And then we ran right at 8 on Wednesday. And today we should do another 12. So that would put me up to 15 and 8, 23. We may get 34, 35 miles this week. If we do, looking at a single 7-day period, that's the most I've run in the last, not just 13 months, but even the off and on running, I've never covered that much. It just so happens, though, that the two long runs are coming as close as they can in 1 week, a Sunday following Saturday. In other words, I could have done this long run tomorrow, and then my week would have, on paper, looked shorter. You get the idea. But knowing that we've covered that much in this 7-day period feels pretty good. So the training is going fairly well. I've been having a pain in my right upper quadricep the last 15 minutes. Seems to be abating. When I ran track in high school, I ran the 1 and 2 mile for a couple years. I pulled a groin muscle, my left groin. That bothers me sometimes even today. But this is the other side. I don't think it's anything too serious. It may have to do with the fact that I ran long Sunday and then did four 120-second repeats with 120-second rest between those for my speed work this week, which I did feel good. Felt very good doing that, and had no major problems. But today the leg is hurting a little bit. Nothing I'm really concerned about, but obviously we will rest tomorrow, probably Monday as well, and then run next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and then the race, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. The down week that I've been doing, the rotation, doesn't really seem to be happening, and I was thinking as I looked at the schedule getting ready for the half that that wasn't really taking place. But then I realized that this coming week will probably be a down week. The long run is today, and then this coming week, over Sunday through Saturday, we will, Lord willing, run 70 minutes or so on Tuesday with 15, might be 20, I think it's 15 minute tempo run involved with that, a 10K pace. And then I'll probably cut back on Thursday leading up to the race, maybe run 40 minutes easy. And then we got a 5K this coming Saturday. So that means this coming week, after 35 this week, we'll drop down, counting the race, to around 15 miles, and that's okay. And then from there on out, we hit it hard with long runs, tempo runs, speed work, until several days leading up to the half, which is October. I want to say it's 17th. I believe that's right, that Saturday. So we will soon be closing in on that. But you know what I thought about this week? The long run is critical to training, and the long run is critical for your training as well. Now, long run is relative. Some of you run longer than I did, or even than I'm doing. Some of you run a lot more miles than I do, and that's okay. But the long run is absolutely critical to gaining strength. Now, speed work, I'm beginning to see the benefit of that. But whenever you have given it everything you've got, and you've been on your feet for, I don't know, however far the long run is for you, 6, 8, 10, 15 miles, whatever, when you are in territory that you do not visit very often, that puts a stress on your body that you basically figure out pretty quick where you are in your training, and you figure out pretty quick if this is working or if you're gaining strength or not. And for me, I can tell that the long run definitely helps that. Lord willing, I'm going to run 2 hours today. No run long next week, of course, with the race. And then we'll do one or two more two-hour runs, and I'm planning 1 2.5-hour run after the race, which will put me running that 2 to 3 weeks before the half marathon. And so I don't always look forward to that. I run that long. I haven't done that before, except the 1 18-mile run years ago. But I know the long run is absolutely critical, so I want to encourage you, even if you're just running a couple miles 3 days a week, work up and make one of those longer. Maybe even double it, depending on how far your typical run might be. For me, the long run is about double at this point. And of course, I'm going to cut back on the distance of that after the half marathon's over. But anyway, just made me realize the long run is so critical for our strength and how well our bodies can adapt. I was talking to a friend of mine this week, Mark, who is, Mark's a little heavy, you know, like so many of us. And he has started going to the gym after having some back issues. And he has a trainer, and he said the trainer working pretty good. Mark said, you know, felt good. He said, but I can't ever see myself getting to the point of running like you do, but I'd like to. And I told him, I said, Mark, the key is that you have to put a little bit of stress on your body and let it recover. A little bit of stress, let it recover. A little bit more stress, a little bit more stress, and let it recover. When I started running over 13 months ago, I think I started out, I began by just walking 20 minutes several times. And then I began to add little bitty running segments. Good morning. And as the time went on, I increased the running segment just little by little, where I would walk like, you know, 3 minutes and run a minute. And then the next week, I may walk 2 minutes, run 2 minutes, that type of thing. Held it at 20 or 30 minutes for several weeks. And, you know, after I got to where I was running, maybe 20 or 30 without anything else, without any walking, rather. And then gradually increased that. 30 minutes, 31 minutes, 33, 34, 36. I think I alternated a minute and 2 minutes back and forth, and I built up. So people like Mark, maybe someone like you, if you're new to this, or you're at a point where you're wondering, can I really be a runner? I want to tell you, no matter your shape, size, condition, you betcha, you can be a runner, sure. Hold on a minute. Whew, that's good. That is the second time I've gotten water. Took a gel, Honey Gold Stinger. Of course, that's non-caffeine. About 48 minutes into it. So, it's probably the last water stop I've had. But our bodies adapt really, really well to stress. But you have to give it time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And you're not going to get back in condition in a day. I can tell you right now, I'm averaging just under a 10-minute pace. So, today we're just sort of, I wouldn't say loafing. But, I feel okay. My leg's not really bothering me now, but I just don't feel as fast as I did last week, last time I ran long, and that's okay. It's about getting the time in on your feet sometimes, and I ain't got to push it every time, so we're just coasting right now. I had an email from David, UK, who commented on me covering 15 miles in 2 hours and 15 minutes, which is the 901 pace. Well, David went on to tell me that this is my half marathon buddy from the UK. David went on to tell me that he had run 2 hours and 15 minutes. And he said he only covered 14.01 miles. He ran just over 14 miles, 2 hours and 15 minutes. David, I think that's great. Kudos to you, especially considering the health issues that you've had with, I believe it was heart valve issue, that you were going to have it replaced. And then because you lost weight and began working out, you were able to delay that or put it off. David, I think that's great. If my math works out right, it's about a 9:38 pace. And 99.5% of the population can't do that. So don't compare yourself to me, just like I don't compare myself to anyone else. And I know you work, but you understand what I'm saying. You feel good about that. That's wonderful. You're doing great. I also want to thank Nigel for mentioning this podcast at the end of his Running from the Reaper recently. A couple plugs Nigel's given me. Nigel, thank you. And again, I do want to be included with the list of those receiving information, podcast information, those who are actually doing podcasts. Make sure I'm included in that. It's amazing to me that we're picking up listeners and subscribers from all over the world. The internet is just such an interesting tool. Every week when I check, I see where we've got people listening or subscribing from, of course, the United States, Canada, the Netherlands, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Egypt, places like that. I'm sure there are others, but those are the ones that come to mind. And I just want to say, if you're listening, wherever you live, thank you. Because in reality, we're all in this together. And we're simply sharing in this together. And even though I happen to be doing this particular podcast, you are such a critical part of it. I think I'm going to take a break here. I've got a honey stinger strawberry that we're going to consume here in a bit. And I'll come back toward the end of this run. But again, I want to thank you for being with me. And through the magic of editing, we will be back in a second. do want to say that we are doing something different with our mic. I noticed last episode we had a lot of sheer wind noise, and even though I do use a windscreen on the mic, sometimes if it's particularly blustery, there's just not a whole lot I can do about it. But I've taken the mic, and instead of having it facing out just under the edge of my cap, I fixed it where now it is just under the edge of my cap, so the mic is not as exposed. I think one of the problems we may have, though, doing this is, it might not be a problem, but we may get a little more boxy, in a barrel type of noise. I'm going to try to fix that as we edit this, but hopefully it'll sound okay. So if the audio sounds a little different today, just understand that's what's going on. Bear with me. It's funny, after this many episodes, you would think I have it down, but I'm not a professional. It's pretty obvious. I just do this because I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun doing it and putting it out, and a lot of fun hearing back from you that it encourages and inspires you. That's really the main reason I do this. If I got no feedback, I'd stop. What's the point? But because I do get feedback, I know that this is helping at least a few folks along the way. And if you can get up and get out the door and get going, if I can have any part in helping you to do that or help to keep you doing that, that's what I'm going to do. Because again, I'm just like you. I'm just a 46-year-old guy who is trying to take better care of myself and enjoys this running community. And I know you do too, or you wouldn't be here. So I want to encourage you. I want to thank you. And I want to just say, keep going. Don't give up. As you keep working at it, you will receive the results that you desire over time. But again, as I said earlier about Mark, give yourself time. Give yourself plenty of time. And if you're not where you hope to be at this point in your running program, with enough time and discipline and using common sense, incorporating some of the things we discussed about rest and electrolyte supplements and all that, you'll get there. So hang in there. I want to encourage you to send me emails, comments, questions, race reports. We're going up the big hill, by the way. Audio files, I welcome those as well, and I'll play them on an upcoming episode. If you could go to iTunes, give me some stars and a rating there, I would certainly appreciate that as well. Did want to give you some information, a couple of updates to the blog, a couple of new sections. I have one place over on the left where, where I am requesting your input, feedback on issues, that I really value your experience or recommendations on. Hydration belts, prescription eyewear for running. Those are the two I think I've got listed as of today. I've also got a new search box. You can actually search the blog, and you can also search the blog for information in the blog or items that are related to any of the links. So if there was an episode where we talked about an issue and for some reason you just can't find out which one it is, look at the search box on the top of the page, just above the blog entries, and you can search. So
we are glad to be able to add that feature. Remember, the blog is at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Go there for information. I just ran by into my street. I usually have a little bit of time left over to run because I generally run the second half faster than the first. Well, today it's sort of working out that way, but I am not feeling quite as good as I did last long run, although I'm not feeling horrible. My right leg that was bothering me, I can't even tell it now. But my legs themselves are feeling it a bit. We've got about 3 minutes left for this 2-hour run. I may go 2 hours and 1 minute. But anyway, as I run by, just cross my street coming back, backtracking a little bit, I see the house where there was this black cat. She had been run over once. My neighbor from Germany, who has since moved back to Germany, had the cat. And when she moved, the cat went to a neighbor. The cat had already suffered being run over and all that before Judith, my German neighbor, moved maybe a year and a half ago. Cat had had a skin condition that required treatment, whatever, but it was the sweetest black cat. And she couldn't walk on her right front foot. She actually walked sideways. But every time I'd walk Odie, she would come out to the street, meowing and literally hopping through the grass to get to him. Because Odie, the cats in the neighborhood love him, and he likes animals, so it's sort of funny, I guess, to say that about my dog, but he likes other dogs and cats, and I'm an animal lover. But anyway, yesterday when I was walking Odie, Cindy, not my wife, but the neighbor who owned this black cat, came out and spoke to me and said that one of the neighborhood kids had run over the cat with both axles, in other words, front wheels and the back wheels. The cat ran off in the ditch on the side of the road. The girl, who probably didn't know Cindy, the owner of the cat, never stopped, never asked anybody, "Do you know whose cat that was?" This is the same girl who flies through our neighborhood, has a small sports car, 20 years old. I've had to literally move out of the way, me and Odie, a couple times. Anyway, Cindy's neighbor told her what happened. They gathered up the cat, and she buried it. But now when I run by there, my heart sinks a little bit. I know it's just a cat, but I think God's concerned about animals, just like he is us. Now, you and I are more important than animals. I'm not going there. You and I are made in God's image. They are not. Major, major difference. But I know even in the sparrow falls, Scripture says he's aware of it. So my heart goes out to this innocent little cat that was killed by somebody who, if they'd just been more careful, wouldn't have happened. The main problem with that is next time it could be a person. I know Steve Runner talks about the drivers in Oxford, Massachusetts. Well, Steve, we got them here in Thomasville too. So be careful. Could be an animal, could be a person. So as I go by, think about the cat and my heart goes out a little bit. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half. Then we're going to finish. I just want to remind you as we close this episode that next week we will have a, Lord willing, a 5K race report. I hope to run 22:30. It's not likely, but I hope to break 22:56, which is my PR since I started running again. And Elena has said they will promote the 20 Minute Runner podcast at the event. The DJ is going to announce different times, the blog spot, address, and the fact that we're covering the race. That's pretty cool. So, told Elena, we'll get word out about the race. If you can help get word out about this little podcast, I would certainly appreciate it. So she said that would be great. All right, we're getting ready to stop. Just a minute. I haven't felt as good as I did last long run, or last run, but I did feel a little bit better around an hour and 33 minutes into this, and it's pretty much been par since then. Not horrible, just not extra. Okay, we're going to stop. Nope, we're going to keep going because I only need 6/10 of a mile. 6/100ths, excuse me. So we're going to keep going until we get rounded up. We'll take but a few more seconds. Hope your running's going well as we're winding up here. All right, now we're done. Hope things are going your way. I appreciate you being with me this week. And again, we'll look forward to talking with you next week after the race. We'll have another episode out in 7 or 8 days. Give you a real quick update. We traveled 13.01 miles. So 13 miles. Average pace today was 9:23. I knew it was slower. But hey, that's not too bad. So I'm going to walk around a few minutes and try to cool off. Grab me a fitness water, whatever's in the refrigerator. Walk Odie. By the way, I am supposed to meet my nephew Austin today. He said he was listening to, he's living up in this area now. Said he was listening to the podcast and he heard the one about the barbecue. And he wanted to know, is there any good barbecue up around Greensboro? So we are going to Stamey's Barbecue there near the Coliseum. I know President Bush and other presidents have eaten there. I think they have a website. But Stamey's is good if you're coming to Greensboro. So I'm going to meet Austin about 11 o'clock. Catch up with him a little bit. He's a research assistant at UNC Greensboro. And hoping to get into graduate school, I guess this coming fall. Well, not this one, but the one coming up. So we'll look forward to that. Right now, I'm hungry. For some reason, it's one of those rare runs where I actually get hungry during the latter part of it, and I did, and I still am. But I'm going to grab Odie and walk him and cool off. And then we'll eat a little breakfast and head on to Greensboro for some good barbecue. All right. Again, good to have you this week. Look forward to running the race with you next week. We will talk to you then, and take care. And as always, I really, really want to hear from you. Email me. And as always, number two, I really, really appreciate you listening. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. We'll see ya. Here comes the kitten who was the, who was the kitten friend from the same house of the cat that got killed I was telling you about. She's long-haired, speckled, really, really pretty young cat. Hey, she's very sweet. All right, we'll see ya. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.